And I think we're live, are we? I can't see. My screen just black.
We're live.
You're live, Adam. Go ahead.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 68 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can hear our podcast on iTunes.
And don't forget that after every episode, we are picking out a winner of somebody who has left a review on iTunes using their Twitter handle, as we will be sending out an autographed book set every week to different viewers.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And our special guest this week is the amazing Shelley Burgess. Shelley, thanks for being with us this week.
I'm so glad to be here, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We also want to remind all of our viewers that you can participate on social media using the hashtag KidsDeserveIt. Whether you are watching this live or listening to the recording later, we always love hearing the things that stick out to you.
So, Shelley, we have a few questions for you. So, I know you have done a lot in your educational career, but for those who don't know about you, tell us about yourself.
Sure. I've been a very proud educator for well over 20 years. I actually started my career as a middle school teacher. I started actually my very first position in the wisdom of what we do to brand new teachers, at least in the state of California. I had a seventh grade English class, an eighth grade English class. I taught the first year. I taught journalism with an expectation of a newspaper, drama with an expectation of a performance at the end of each semester. And so the fact that I actually survived my first year of teaching and continued is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I settled in mostly as a middle school language arts teacher for most of my teaching career. And then I eventually moved into a principal job of an elementary school, K-6, which is really where I started my administrative career, and moved from there to a director of student achievement position at the district office level, and then ultimately I'm assistant superintendent of educational leadership in the same district. So my education career spans, you know, secondary, elementary, teaching, administration, site level, district level, sort of all those things.
Awesome. A little bit of everything. Goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I am so excited to have you on, just because, you know, Adam and I love you to begin with, but you just had a brand new book release called Lead Like a Pirate with Beth Huff. And Adam and I have both read it. We both love the book. So for those who may have not heard about it yet, or those who may be waiting for it to come in because they just ordered off of Amazon, what can you tell us about this book?
You know, this book, honestly, for Beth and me, this book is was a labor of love for us. We started with sort of the concepts. If you're familiar with anyone who's familiar with Teach Like a Pirate, and used, you know, sort of the pirate acronym, the P-I-R-A-T-E, and really took that, which we know was resonating with teachers and educators across the country, and transformed that into what does that mean for educational leaders and people who are in those administrator roles. And so that was a part of it. But then in addition to that, it was really us wanting to share some of our stories, some of our experiences, some of the things that we've learned in the different positions that we've held, and some of the, you know, the treasure that we've found as leaders. And I think We also wanted it to be very authentic and real. So when you read the book, I think one of the things we hope that people get out of it is that this is a, you know, leadership can be a lonely place, but you don't have to be alone. And you don't have to be the expert in everything. And you have to be able to forgive yourself. You can make mistakes. You can, you know, as long as you're willing to reflect and learn and grow, you know, you'll keep getting better at what you do. But we really wanted to highlight those experiences, what we've learned, what we love about being educational leaders. You know, both Beth and I have loved the principal role. I loved the district office role. So we wanted to be able to share that our experiences and our stories with people.
So I love what you said about being alone, because as a former elementary school principal and the only admin on campus, you know, it is lonely. And how can, but it's even lonely for teachers too as well, because it's you and your kids and your four walls, you know, all day, and it's not always super collaborative unless it's during lunch or recess or a staff meeting. So how can educators, being less alone and, you know, getting off their island, You know, what are some ways you think that are really for educators to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that Beth and I talk about a lot in the book is this concept and an idea of culture first, culture next, culture always. And I think that there are a lot of things that you can do on a school site. You know, so how do you get connected on a school site or within a district is part of it. And then, you know, how you get connected more globally is another piece of it. But I think I think the leadership of a school, and I think Beth and I both define leadership in so many ways. It's not just about a title or a position or one person on campus, but leadership really working together to create a culture of collaboration and to create a culture of teamwork and an understanding that this work that we do it, we're better at it, we enjoy it more if we're working together as a team. So I think the work that we do at our sites and in our systems to value, create, treasure teams and teamwork is really, really critical. So I think that whatever we can do at sites to build more of that in is one way to feel less alone. You know, we also talk about in the book, as I know you guys do in yours, that social media connection and being connected on Twitter, being connected in ways like listening to podcasts, reading books, reading people's blogs, writing your own, sharing those with others, but that reaching out through all the different social media channels to connect with educators all over the country and all over the world to share ideas and share practices and interact and have those authentic interactions with other principals. Even if you're the only principal in the building, you're not the only principal who's out there in the social media world, you know, wanting to connect and learn from each other. So I think there's a couple of different ways.
I love that. So, you know, as a leader and as an educator, one thing that we are always working on doing is growing and getting better. And so what is one way that you're working on growing this year, Shelley?
Oh, wow. there's so many things. I think that one that's really important, and I know you guys know this really well, is that a big area of growth for me and Dave, you know, my husband Dave, is, you know, we've moved out of working in the system, and we've moved into the consulting and publishing world. And so one of the things for us that is a real area of growth is wanting to find and connect with and meet and learn about all the wonderful things that so many other great educators are doing across the country, and help them share their stories and help them spread the amazing work that is going on in schools. So I think that piece of looking at education through a different set of eyes, sort of being outside the system and looking in, I have learned so much about things that we weren't doing or tackling in the system within which I worked or the school in which I worked, and that learning what's happening at schools across the country, systems across the country, is really an area of growth for us, because we're so excited about connecting with educators and helping spread the good stories of great work that's happening in schools across the country. I think that we're bombarded so often with negative media about schools, mm-hmm. And negative media about teachers and principals, and we're trying to combat that with finding and highlighting the amazing that happens everywhere in schools. So I think that's a big area of growth for me, very different from the work that I was doing before.
So, Shelley, you've worked in many different schools, and I know you have kids in school, but what was school like for you growing up?
You know, it's interesting as you ask that question, because I'm actually watching what school was like for me through actually both my children, but my son in particular. I think that he and I are having a very similar experience as I did in school. But for me, school, I always did really well in school. I was a straight A student. It would not be, though, because I was thoroughly enjoying learning. It's because I figured out the game of school. I'm watching my son, and it's killing me watching my son have sort of the same attitude towards school. But it was a game that I played. You know, it was, what do I need to do? What's the exact amount of work, the exact thing that I have to do with the least amount of effort to get my A in this class? So my time and energy went into figuring out the system to get my grade and move on. I was often very bored in school. I didn't feel very challenged by school. So I figured out the game so that I could find time to do the things that I like to do. And what's really unfortunate to me, honestly, is, you know, I'm 46, you know, my son is a sophomore in high school. So 20 some odd years later, I'm watching the same thing play out in my children's school and the schools that they go to, all this work that Dave and I do to help spread all this greatness in education and you know, highlight all the amazing work that's happening. It's not really happening in the schools right down the street from us. So I think my children's classrooms look very similar to what mine looked like. And I'm heartbroken watching some of the things that are happening that look like a repeat of what my experience was over 20 years ago. But it was a game for me. And I didn't love it. I was bored. And but I, you know, I got the grades, got through, did what was expected of me and moved on.
Awesome. So, Shelly, when you're having some of those tough, rough days where you don't even want to get out of bed, what do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear?
You know, so love my kids. That's one of them. You know, I have kids. I still have to get them up and get them out the door. You know, so that's a big part of it. But, you know, one of the things that I find that will help me help get me going, I like to read. When I'm finding I'm having a tough time getting going in the morning, I love to read blogs of educators I admire. That sort of gets the juices flowing. I like to pull out my phone and scroll through the Twitter feed of some of my favorite hashtags or look at some of the people that I admire on Twitter and what are they doing that's kickstarting their day? What are they sharing? That gets me going. I do, you know, sometimes like to sit down, even if I don't publish it right away, jot some feelings down. I do enjoy blogging. I don't always love the process of writing. It can be a little grueling, but I love, Matt Miller has actually said this to me before. I don't love the process of writing, but I do love having written. So, you know, picking up a pen and paper and even just jotting down some of those notes, those ideas, but really some time looking at what's happening with my PLN really can get me up and going. That and just, you know, that special morning time with my kids too.
All right, Shelly, the time has come. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
So I love that you guys do this. And so there's a section in Lead Like a Pirate that Beth and I talk about. It's called Anchor Conversations. And it's really about shifting and changing the types of conversations that we have in schools. And because we really believe that if we want to change culture in schools, we have to change the conversations. And so so the A in Anchor Conversations actually stands for appreciation. And we believe that there is not nearly enough appreciation for the work that educators do in schools. So this is a challenge. We actually throw it out in the book, and so I throw it out to your viewers as well, is that we challenge you that this week, or even kicking off next week on Monday, that if you could find 5 people each day and give them a message of appreciation. And when we say that, it's not just a thank you for doing a great job. It's being really specific and either writing it down or just saying it face to face and telling somebody specifically what it is that they have done that you truly appreciate about them. And leave it there. No areas for growth, nothing that I'd like to see you do better. Just something that you do something that someone does for you or for your school or for your community that you genuinely appreciate. So that's our challenge. Five, we call them dropping anchors of appreciation. So 5 of those a day.
I love it. Shelly, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're crazy busy with everything else. And so we appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Absolutely, you guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley.
We want to thank all of our viewers and remind you that you can tweet us using the hashtag KidsDeserveIt or at KidsDeserveIt on social media. We also encourage you to go on to iTunes and leave our review, as we'll select a winner every week to get an autographed book set. Make sure you include your Twitter handle in the review so we can contact you, and make sure you join us on our Twitter chats on Wednesday. Everybody have a great week.